Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zahalas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalid. Koitzel Shebein Shnei Batim. Here we have a wall in between two houses. V'yatuma b'soichay, and there's tuma inside the wall. Zok the Mishnah, Bayis HaKarav L'tuma, the house that is closest to the tuma inside the wall, Tamei. Whatever's in that house is going to be Tamei. V'akarav L'tahara, and the house that is closest to the Tahara, in other words, that's furthest away from the tuma, so that house, Tahar, would be Tahar. So basically, the tumah that's in the wall is considered to be in the house that is closest to it. What is the din if it's mechza lemechza? In other words, the distance between the house and the tumah on both sides is equal. The tumah is mamish in the middle. So the din is shneyin tmeyin. Both houses are tamei. This wall serves both houses. And the tumah is in the middle. It's as if the tumah is in each of the houses. Vayter zakta mishnah. Unlike the previous case where the tumah was inside the wall, here we have tumah be'echad mehen, tumah is in one of the houses. The kalim be'kaisel, but we have kalim in the wall. This wall in between the two houses has kalim inside. So zakta mishnah mechetzia uklape tumah. Those kalim that are in the half of the wall toward the tumah side, the house that has the tumah tmeim would be tamei. And mechetzia uklape tahara, the kalim that are on the other half of the wall toward the tahara side, the side that doesn't have any tumah in it, tahirin, they would be considered tahar. So again, the kalim that are inside the half a wall toward the tumah side are considered to be inside the house with the tumah. And the kalim that are inside the half of the wall toward the tahar side are considered to be inside the house that's tahar. Mechza lemechza. If the kalim are smack in the middle and there's tumah in one of the houses, zakta mishnah rein tmeyin. Kalim that are mamish in the middle of the halfway point in the wall, and they're not near one house or the other, and there's tumah in one of the houses, the kalim are tumah. If it's mamish in the middle, it's as if it's lying in both houses. I think one of the houses has tumah, so the kalim become tumah. Vayter zakta mishnah, different shaila. Maziva shebein abayis li'aliyah. Maziva explains about tanura, is tikra, it's the ceiling that's in between the downstairs and the upstairs. We're going to see in the next Mishnah Bez Hashem, this ceiling consists of cross beams and a layer of plaster on top. Tumah besoicha, if there is tumah inside this ceiling, between the downstairs and the upstairs. It's a two-story house, obviously, and the tumah is in the middle. Mechatzi ulamatan, from the lower half of the ceiling down, abay is tumah, the house is tumah, meaning to say the first floor. The aliyah tahar, the upstairs is tahar. Mechatzi ulamal, if the tumah is in the upper half of the ceiling, aliyah tumah, the upper story, the second floor. Tameya, the bayis tar, and the house downstairs is tar. So you would have to figure out how thick the ceiling is and see where is the tumah, toward the bottom half or the top half. Mechzel and mechzev, it's mamish in the middle. Shnei and tameyim, both the upstairs and the downstairs are tamei. Because then I say that this tumah that is inside is as if it's both upstairs and downstairs. Vayta zak the mishnah tumah be'echad mehen. What if there's tumah in either the downstairs or the upstairs? If a kalim, but maziva, but there are kalim inside this floor of the second story. Zakta mishnah mechetzia uklapei tumah. The kalim that are in the half of the ceiling closer to the tumah, that is, wherever the tumah is, let's say the tumah is downstairs, so the kalim that are closest to the tumah toward the bottom of the ceiling. Or if the tumah is upstairs and the kalim that are closest to the upstairs, Tmeyin, they will become tamei. Mechatzio klape tahara, the kalim that are in the half of the ceiling, closer to the tar, if it's tar, downstairs the kalim that are lower down. And if it's tar, upstairs the kalim that are higher up, tahirin, they remain tar. Because they're considered to be on the floor of the tahara. Mechzel mechzel, if it's mamish in the middle of the ceiling, same far from the top as it is on the bottom, Zakta Mishnah Rein Tumei, and then they become Tamei. Being that Lamaisa, this Maziva serves equally as the ceiling of the bottom and the floor of the top, and the Tumah is in the middle, it's as if the Tumah is in both, upstairs and downstairs. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Hu Maziva, the entire ceiling slash floor, this piece over here, that's both the ceiling to the bottom and the floor to the top, it all belongs to the top. So even if there's a piece of tumma in the lower half of the ceiling, closest to the first floor, I say no. It's as if it's in the aliyah. The upstairs is tame, the downstairs is tar. So chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Dalid. We have a wall here in between two houses, or for that matter, the Mefarshim explained it could be a wall between two rooms. There's a tumma inside the wall. So the room that's closer to the tumma is tame. The room that is closer to the tar dika side, meaning further away from the tumma, what's in that room is going to be tar. If the tumma is smack in the middle, then the din is both rooms are going to be tame. If it's, the shaila is the other way around, the tumma is in one of the rooms or one of the houses, and the kelim are in the wall. So it depends where in the wall, from the part of the wall. Remember, we're talking about an opening in the wall. So the part of the wall that's closer to the tumma is tame. Those kelim are tame. Kelim that are in part of the wall that's closer to the tar dika side are tar. If it's again smack in the middle, these kelim, then it's tame, because then it's considered that it's in both houses. Then we spoke about a maziva. Maziva basically is the floor of the upstairs. So to be more precise, perhaps, I first build the downstairs. I build up some beams on top of the walls of the house. I lay cross beams on top of it and plaster on top of that. I put down this maziva, this floor, and on top of the floor, people live. That's the aliyah. And there's tumma in this maziva. So if it's in the lower half, the house downstairs is tameh, the aliyah upstairs is tar. If it's in the top half, and the upstairs is tameh, the downstairs is tar. If it's right in the middle, both the upstairs and the downstairs are tameh. If the tumma is not in this maziva, but it's either upstairs or downstairs. So let's say the tumma is upstairs. So halfway down the maziva is tameh. Any keli in the lower half would be tar. Let's say the tumma is downstairs the other way around. Halfway up the maziva is tameh, and the top half of it would be tar. Kalim that are mamish in the middle would be tameh. Whether the tumma is upstairs or whether the tumma is downstairs, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire thickness of the maziva belongs to the aliyah, to the upstairs, not the downstairs. And that's negeya both halachas. Meaning to say, if there's tumma in the maziva, only the upstairs will be tameh. And if there's tumma upstairs, automatically, any keli in the maziva, even the lower part, would be tameh as well. But if the tumma is downstairs, then any keli in the maziva, even in the lower part, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would be tar, because the entire maziva belongs only to the upstairs.